News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik with Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. In a surprising comment, the Supreme Court on Monday asked a government employee who is accused of raping a girl if he would marry her, stoking a storm on social media. A bench led by Chief Justice of India, S.A. Bobde, was hearing the bail plea of a technician with the Maharashtra State Electric Production Company, Mohit Subhash Chavan, who has been accused of raping a minor under the POCSO, or Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act. As per the court documents, when the victim approached the police, Chavhan's mother proposed marriage, but the victim had turned it down. Following this, a document was signed promising marriage once the girl turned 18. However, when she turned 18, the accused refused and a rape complaint was then filed. Will you marry her? If you want to marry, we can help you. If not, you lose your job and go to jail. You seduced the girl, raped her, CJI Bobde asked the petitioner's lawyer. We'll take instructions, the lawyer responded. You should have thought before seducing and raping the young girl. You knew you are a government servant, said CJI Bobde. Bobde continued, we are not forcing you to marry. Let us know if you will. Otherwise, you will say we are forcing you to marry her. The accused lawyer reiterated his answer and said he would reply after consulting with his client. Initially, I wanted to marry her, but she refused. Now I cannot, as I am already married. I am a government servant, and if I am arrested, I will be suspended automatically, the lawyer representing Chavhan said. CJI Bobde said, that's why we have given you this indulgence. We will stay the arrest for 4 weeks, then you apply for regular bail. The Supreme Court granted the accused protection from arrest for 4 weeks and allowed him permission to apply for regular bail. The trial court had granted the man protection from arrest, but the High Court had cancelled it. Rubbishing claims that the Mumbai power outage in October last year was the result of a Chinese cyber attack or possible sabotage. Union Power Minister R.K. Singh told CNN News 18 that the cause was instead human error. A team of experts in their report to the power ministry blamed the engineer and operator on duty for lapses that led to the outage in Mumbai, Singh said. Singh's remarks came after Maharashtra Energy Minister Nitin Raut said that the Mumbai outage was caused by a cyber attack and it was an act of sabotage. Interacting with media persons, Raut said the state government, the Maharashtra Electricity Regulatory Commission and the Central Electricity Authority had set up separate committees to probe the cause of the power outage and their reports have been received. We had then complained to the cyber cell and their report is awaited. But the preliminary information I have, there definitely was a cyber attack and it was sabotage, he said. We had sent a team to Mumbai and their conclusion was that there were some mistakes by the operators and those who handle state transmission system. So they have identified the point where mistakes happened and I will be writing to the state government so that they can call for an explanation and take action, Singh asserted, contradicting Raut. On the New York Times report, which claimed Chinese attempts to attack India's power grid, the Union Power Minister said such an attempt was made, but he said it was in November, a month after the Mumbai blackout. Some cyber attack hacking attempts were made at our load dispatch center in November, and our certain sort of alerted our center. Those centers carried out an audit. The points which the hackers tried to breach were blocked, he said. The power minister gave the assurance on the safety of the grid and said steps were taken in July last year after a report from power experts highlighted the threat to the grid from cyber attacks. Our operating system of the grid is totally isolated. Nobody can reach our OS or operating system. There were some other comps which are not linked to the OS and were operated by personnel which some hackers tried to reach in November. But now those also have been sanitized, he said. Day and night temperatures are likely to be above normal in Delhi NCR, with the expected occurrence of heat waves from March to May, India Meteorological Department Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said on Monday. He said there is a 60% probability of above normal temperature over Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi by 0.5 degrees Celsius. West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi are the regions where temperatures are expected to be both above normal in terms of maximum and minimum temperatures. Over this area, you can expect heat wave conditions. You can expect warm nights and hot days, Mohapatra said. The IMD in its summer forecast said day temperatures are likely to be above normal in north, northeast, parts of east and west India from March to May. However, it has forecast a likelihood of below normal temperatures in south and adjoining central India. A Paris court has convicted former French President Nicolas Sarkozy of corruption and sentenced him to 1 year in prison. Sarkozy, who led France from 2007 to 2012 and remains influential among conservatives, was accused of trying to bribe a judge and of influence peddling in exchange for inside information on an investigation into his presidential campaign finances. Prosecutors told the court the 66-year-old should be jailed for 4 years and serve at least two. During his testimony, Sarkozy said he was the victim of lies and denied ever committing an act of corruption. Never abused my influence, alleged or real, he told the court in December. What right do they have to drag me through the mud like this for 6 years? Is there no rule of law? He said. Prosecutors allege Sarkozy offered to secure a plum job in Monaco for Judge Gilbert Azibert in return for confidential information about an inquiry into accusations that he had accepted illegal payments from L'Oreal heiress Lillian Betancourt for his 2007 presidential campaign. This came to light, they say, while they were wiretapping conversations between Sarkozy and his lawyer, Thierry Herzog, after Sarkozy left office, in relation to another investigation into alleged Libyan financing of that 2007 campaign. Azibert, at the time a magistrate at France's top appeals court for criminal cases and well informed on the Betancourt inquiry, did not get the job in Monaco. Prosecutors are seeking the same punishment for Azibert and Herzog, who are on trial alongside Sarkozy. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.